Thank God that He has given us one more privilege and opportunity to be found in His house.
感谢神又给我们这样一个机会，在他的家中啊一起聚集。
It's a privilege, it's an honor, and it is one of the purposes of God choosing man, and He wants that, He wants a fellowship with Him.
这是一个特权，也是我们的一种这种一种尊贵吧。然后就是因为神知道我们真是想在这里和他一起有交通。
And through the fellowship, we know Him more and more.
通过和他交通，我们越来越多的认识他。
And His glory is manifested in and through us.
他所有的荣耀通过我们完全的彰显出来。
And that was the whole message or the purpose of John writing the gospel.
这些就是所有这个约翰福音想告诉我们的事情。
More than knowing on what he can accomplish in our physical life, it was more about to know him and having a relationship with him.
除了知道他在我们生命中真是可以有这种神迹出现，更要知道的是，我们要多多的认识他，知道他的大能。
And today we'll be meditating on the book of John.
今天我们主要来思考这个约翰福音这本书。
And one of my burden, and which God has been working in my life.
有一点在神一直在我生命中做工，然后是我这样的一个负担。
I want to share with each one of you.
我想和你们每个人分享。
So as we know that in the Old Testament, when we say glory.
那我们知道在旧约的时候我们说荣耀。
And we know that when the first time when God revealed to Moses,
我们知道第一次这个荣耀是通过摩西传出来。
The people were told that they were not supposed to even go close to the mountain.
神的百姓就被告知说他们不能靠近这个圣山。
Because,In the Old Testament, the glory was exhibited in the form of the terror, the power, the radiance was so powerful.
因为在旧约圣经当中，这个荣耀的显现是通过，是让人惧怕，大有能力，是人所不能承受的。
So man in his physical ability could not see that glory.
在人的这个肉身当中是没有办法能看见这样的荣耀。
That glory was destructive.
这样的荣耀是有可以毁坏的。
And man could not face it.
人是没有办法承受这些。
But now when you come to the book of John,
但是当我们来到约翰福音的时候，
Now God is showing that same glory.
神就彰显了这同样的荣耀。
In grace and truth.
在恩典和真理当中。
So as we read, may our Lord touch our hearts.
当我们在读这本书的时候，愿意神真正来亲自的触摸我们的心。
And help us to know more about Him.
让我们能多多的认识他。
And His glory.
能看见他的荣耀。
Let us pray.
让我们有一点祷告。
Loving Heavenly Father,
亲爱天父
Gracious God,
亲爱的主
We thank you, we praise you for every opportunity that gives us to come in thy presence.
感谢你给我们这样每一个机会来到与你的同在当中
It was thy divine plan.
是你神圣的
That thou hast brought us all of us to be here in thy house.
你把我们召聚在一起在你的家中
Thou knew our weakness, thou knew our frailty.Thou knew that with our own efforts we cannot, O Lord, achieve.
主，你知道我们的软弱，知道我们的不足，知道靠我们自己，我们是没有办法完全的做你的旨意。
Thank you for sending the Son, Lord Jesus Christ.
主，感谢你把你的儿子耶稣基督赐给我们。
And thou hast opened the doors to heaven.
通过他，我们能有通往天国的路。
And through thy Son, thou art revealing us thy heart. I thank you and I praise you.
感谢赞美你，通过你的儿子，你向我们彰显了你的心意。
So Lord, as we come together,
主要今天当我们来到这里的时候，
Lord, prepare our hearts.
主要真是愿意来再来预备我们的心。
Lord, you know that I am not capable, I am not worthy, Lord.
主要你知道我是如此的不配，我也是如此的不能。
Any word of my wisdom, Lord, I speak, it is going to be waste.
主要如果任何的话语是出于我自己的智慧，主要真是这就是不值得的。
So Lord, I pray that thou may fill in with thy words.
主要愿意你，我愿意来祷告，愿意你来亲自充满你的我的口。
Lord, use me as a vessel.
主要愿意你把我当成一个器皿来使用。
To share thy word with thy precious children.
愿意通过我来和你的子民来传讲你的话语。
Lord, help me that I may be mindful of my dear sister as she translates, that I may also, O Lord, be able to be careful, O Lord, and be able to help her in translation.
主要也愿意你在这个我们在这个讲道的过程当中，也愿意来多多的加添姊妹的姊妹的信心，让我们在这个服事当中彼此扶持。
So Lord, as we, O Lord, share the word, and as our dear sister translates, Lord. O Lord, help us that we may be able to bring thy word in simplicity and faith.
主要在让其弟兄传讲道的时候，在姊妹翻译的时候，主要真是愿意你的灵和我们同在，愿意我们完全传讲你的话语。
And through these sharings, we may be able to bring glory and thy name be manifested in our midst.
主要真是通过这样的传讲分享，主要愿意我们能把你的荣耀完全带到这里来。
Thank you, Lord, for this time.
主要感谢你这样的时间。
And be with each one of us.
主要愿意你与我们每一个人同在。
In Jesus' precious name, I pray.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
So as we see in the book of John,
当我们来看约翰福音这本书的时候，
the John we see that altogether total there are 8 miracles or 8 signs.
在约翰福音当中一共有八个神迹。
In each of these signs or miracle, he is telling more about the nature and the characteristics of Lord Jesus Christ.
通过每一个这样的神迹都是更来彰显耶稣基督他自己他的本相。
As compared to as we have been meditating and as we also meditating as in the family gathering that the book of John is more heavenly. It has got no anything to do with the earth. That is why it starts with in the beginning was the word and the word was God.
这个在我们在多次在查考这个约翰福音的时候，我们就知道这个约翰福音这一个更是一个天国的东西，而不是地上的东西。
Through each of the signs, John wants to share with us and show us his nature and what it can impact our personal life.
在约翰福音当中，每一个神迹，他都是告诉我们这个耶稣基督他的本相，在和他这些本相在我们的生活当中是要如何的能够来影响我们。
The main emphasis of John was that through this we might have his knowledge and that we each one of us can be an instrument, can be a vessel, and through our lives we may be able to show his characteristics in our daily life.
在整个这个约翰福音都是让我们知道，当我们更多的认识耶稣基督他自己的时候，愿意我们都能成为他的器皿，来彰显神的荣耀。
So today we'll be meditating on the first sign.
今天我们主要来讲第一样神迹。
And each of these signs will lift us up.
每一样这样的神迹都可以在建造我们，高举我们。
Each of these signs will tell us more about him and what he can do for us.
每一样这样的神迹都能告诉我们更多的认识 主耶稣，更多的来改变我们自己。
Each of this sign will help us to know him deeper.
每一样这样神迹都让我们更多更深的知道他自己。
And as we know each one of these signs,
在我们再来读这每一个神迹的时候，
all the elements of discord, all the elements what we carry, the confusion, the chaos, the anxiousness, all as we start knowing more and more of these signs, all the anxiousness, all the discord, the disturbance which is in us will disappear.
当我们再来看这些神迹的时候，我们心里的可能很多的疑惑，很多的恐惧都已经不再有了。
So we'll go to the book of today, the first sign, that is book of John chapter 2.
那我们今天来先看第一个神迹，就是约翰福音第二章。
So we'll start from John chapter 1 verse 51, and then we'll continue chapter 2 to till verse 11.
那我们先开始从约翰福音第一章的五十一节开始，然后读到第二章的十一节。
To save time, I'll request our dear sister to read in Mandarin from verse 51 and till 11, and brothers and sisters who have English Bible can look into the Bibles.
为了节就是出于时间上的考虑，我就开翻译的姊妹会读这些一段圣经，然后英文的读英文的这个弟兄姊妹就自己跟着一起读。第一章五十一节又说，我实实在在的告诉你们，你们将要看见天开了，神的使者上去下来在人子身上。第二章第一节，第三日在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的宴席，耶稣的母亲在那里，耶稣和他的门徒也被请去赴席，酒用尽了，耶稣的母亲对他说，他们没有酒了。耶稣说，母亲，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。他母亲对佣人说，他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。照犹太人洁净的规矩，有六口石缸摆在那里，每口可以盛两三桶水。耶稣对佣人说，把缸倒满了水，他们就倒满了，直到缸口。耶稣又说，现在可以舀出来送给管筵席的，他们就送了去。管筵席的尝了那水变的酒，并不知道是哪里来的，只有舀水的佣人知道。管筵席的便叫新郎来对他说，人都是先摆上好酒，等客喝足了才摆上次的，你倒把好酒留到如今。这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的迦拿行的，显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信他了。
We'll read one more portion from book of John, chapter 20.
让我们再读一次一处圣经，约翰福音二十章
，verse 31.
三十一节。
Book of John, chapter 20, verse 31.
约翰福音二十章三十一节。
But this are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name.
但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name.
耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，叫我们因信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
We'll go to one more scripture portion, that is John chapter 1.
让我们再去另外一处读圣经，是约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1 verse 14.
一章十四节。
And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us.And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
Full of grace and truth.
充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
We'll pause here the scripture portion, reading of the scripture portion, and we go to chapter 2.
这样我们就结束今天的暂时结束今天这个读的这些经节，我们再来回到约翰福音第二章。
So we know in the chapter 1 we see that Lord Jesus Christ has found the disciples, and before that he was baptized, and he found the disciples, And now we see that as he finishes his conversation in verse 51, we see chapter 2 starts with saying, and the third day there was a marriage in Cana.
我们知道第一章的时候，主就找到了，寻到了他的门徒，然后在第二章开始的，通过第五十一节说了这些话之后，第二章开始说，第三日在加利利的加拿有娶亲的筵席。We
see how the Holy Spirit prompted John to start the message with saying, and the third day there was a marriage.
我们就知道这个圣灵就是他充满了这个约翰说了第三日在加利利加拿有宴席。
When you see an end, that means it has to do with something with chapter 1, verse 51.
当我们看到这个这样起头的话，我们就知道这句话和前一章的51节是有联系的。
So we saw in verse 51, Lord Jesus Christ is telling Nathanael that he is going to see the heavens open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man.
我们知道第一章51节就是说 耶稣对拿但业说，你要看见天开了，神的使者上去下来，在人子身上。So
now when we come to chapter 2 verse 1,
让我们看到，现在我们再来看第二章第一节。And
when we say 3, and as you know, the 3 talks about the fulfillment. That means what we saw in verse chapter 1 verse 51 is now coming into fulfillment or coming into application in chapter 2.
我们看到这第一节的时候讲到三，然后我们知道这个三的时候呢，其实就是它旨意完全的被成全，所以我们就知道这个第五十一节讲的话，其实是在第二章第一节里被完全。So
let us try to understand and see how was it fulfilled what Lord Jesus Christ told Nathanael in chapter 2.
那我们现在就来看一下，这第二章是怎么样把耶稣基督告诉拿但业在第一章第五十一节上面的是怎么样完全的成就在第二章里面。So
let us get into some facts and the situation which is here.
然后我们先来看一些事实。So
we see that there is a marriage here.
我们看见这里有一个宴席。And
Jesus and his disciples were invited along with the mother of Jesus.
耶稣和他的门徒一起被邀请去参加这个婚宴。It
appears that Mary might be knowing them, or they could be relatives, or they could be friends, and they were invited, and all went there to attend the marriage.
可能知道很多人都是他们的亲朋好友，他们一起被邀请到这个婚宴上。Then
we go to verse 3.
我们再看第二章第三节的时候。And
when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said to them, they have no wine.
当他们要酒用尽了，然后耶稣的母亲就对他说，他们没有酒了。In
other version it says, the wine failed.
在其他的版本上面说是酒不够用了。So,
I was trying to do some research on trying to understand the importance of wine in the Jewish marriage.
我自己呢就做了一些研究，想知道这个酒在犹太人这个婚宴上有什么样的重要性。So,
wine is a symbol of the union of the couple.
这个酒呢，其实这个寓意是代表这两个新人他的结合。A
symbol of joy, blessings.
是一种表现，就是一种喜乐，joy and
blessings.
和祝福。
Between God and the couple.
是和。 这个关系是神和这一对新人之间的关系。
Since it was a very important and a very critical thing,
因为他这个酒是在这个宴席当中是如此重要。
So, and it seems since that the marriage, the one which happened, they were very close to the mother of Jesus, Mary.
所以这个婚宴当中，他所有的人都和这个母亲在那里有很大的关系。So
she came to know about the failure of wine.
所以他知道说酒不够用了。
And she decided that something has to be done.
她觉得应该做点事情。
And she knew the capabilities of Lord Jesus.
她知道主耶稣基督他的 能力。
So we see here that she goes to Lord Jesus and says that they have no wine.
所以在这里我们看见说，她的母亲过去对耶稣说，他们没有酒了。
Or told Jesus that the wine is failing.
就是告诉耶稣说，这个酒用尽了。
When you go to verse 4,
让我们看第四节的时候，
Jesus said unto her, Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come.
耶稣说，母亲，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。So
here, when Lord Jesus is telling Mary that what I have to do with thee, he was telling Mary that, Mary, what you are from a different realm, I am from a different realm. What I have to do with the realm in which you are there.
所以耶稣这里其实说的是说， 母亲就是我们，你有你的立场，我有我的立场，我的时候和你这个时候是没有什么相干的。You're
thinking about how to make this feast good. You're thinking how to fix the wine.
所以你在考虑的是怎么样把这个宴席变得更好，怎么样能够解决这个酒没有的问题。
You want make the things to be made easy.
你想让这个一切所有的事情都变得更加的容易。
And to be saved from this awkward situation.
然后想从这个比较尴尬的这个情境当中，有很容易的就解决这个尴尬的这个情形。
You're thinking in the natural realms.
你想做的是从这个人的角度来去解决这个问题。
Isn't it so familiar and this common what we see here?
这样的一个情形对我们来说看起来是不是就是经常发生的呢？
How often in our lives, in critical situations, circumstances,
经常在我们生命当中有各种各样的难题的时候，
Where we go to the Lord and Lord, we have a situation, we have a problem.
我们就走到我们的主耶稣旁边，告诉他说，我现在生命当中有难处了。
I'm pretty sure that all of us face this in our everyday walk of our lives.
你知道我们每个人在我们生命当中，我们可能都经常这样子祷告。
Whether it could be our jobs.
可能是我们的工作。
Whether it could be as parents concerned about our children.
可能是我们作为父母亲，对我们这个儿女，可能有的时候不听话这种想法。
Whether as teenagers or youngsters worried about their situations which they're going through in the daily walks of life.
有可能是这些青少年，他们每一天在不管学习当中、生活当中，他们所遇到的难处。
And we hear Lord saying that you need to wait. It is not my hour.
我们听到主耶稣说，你。 你要等待，因为我的时候还没有到。
Brothers and sisters, God will do things in His time.
弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣他会做他应该做的，但是那必须要是他认为是对的时候。
And we need to learn to wait.
我们都要学习怎么样去等待。
It may happen today, it may happen tomorrow, or it may happen after 2 years or 4 years, but we have to learn to wait upon Him.
可能今天会发生，明天会发生，可能要到2年以后、10年以后，但是我们都要学习去等待。
We may have anxious moments.
可能在有的时候我们会觉得很焦虑。
And I go through these situations in every day.
我每一天可能都会有这样子情形。
I don't know how many of you know, but there are situations where I feel that if I don't strive today, if I don't do something today, the world is going to come to an end tonight.
我不知道你们是不是和我有同样的情形。我经常觉得，如果今天我不做什么事情的话，那这个世界就要毁灭了。
I don't know how many of you know, I am so restless when situations happen. I like to do something and I want to fix it right now.
我就想分享的是说，经常在这些事情发生的时候，我心里就特别没有平安，我就想现在马上要做一些事情来解决这个问题。
But here we see same situation that there was a wedding going on and there was the wine field. But Jesus is telling Mary that it's not my time. You need to wait.
在这段经节当中，我们就看到同样的事情发生了。这个宴席上酒没有了，耶稣就告诉他的母亲说：“我的时候还没有到。”
We go to verse 5.
我们进看第五节。
His mother said unto the servants, Whatsoever he said unto you, do it.
他母亲对佣人说，他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
When he said that, his mother realized that he is now functioning, not more functioning as the Son of Man, but Son of God.
当耶稣说这句话的时候，他的母亲就意识到，在这个情况下，耶稣说这些话不是作为人子，而是作为一个神子。
Now he is in the first chapter 1, he is baptized. And now he is under the authority of the Heavenly Father. And she realized that he is no more under the influence of flesh and blood. And she could no more influence him. And that right now he is under the influence of the Heavenly Father. And that's why she tells the servants, whatever he tells, do it.
所以他母亲就对佣人说，他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
Brothers and sisters, the earlier we realize and recognize that whatever we strive, whatever we do, it is going to be futile and depend more upon the Heavenly Father and wait upon Him in prayer, the sooner we recognize and understand, our life and our understanding, the way we see will change.
弟兄姊妹们，就是我想在这里讲的是。 我们越早的认识，我们要全心全意的来依靠神。我们的在祷告中来等待他，我们的生活就会越来越容易。
Then we go to chapter verse 6.
然后我们再来看第六节。
And there were set there 6 water pots of stone, after the main manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 foreskins apiece.
照犹太人洁净的规矩，有6口石缸摆在那里，每口可以盛2-3桶水。
6 water pots of stone.
6口石缸.
So again, number 6 speaks of man.
讲到这个数字6是讲到人.
It speaks of his labor.
讲到人的工作.
So 7 is perfect. So 6 one shot, it means imperfect.
7这个数字代表完全. 6这个数字呢比7少一个, 所以代表的是不完全.
So the number 6 speaks of the man and his perfection and his strive to labor and still not accomplish it.
6讲到这个不完全，虽然人真是付出了所有的这个精力想去做好，但是呢，这个是没有办法解决这个问题。
And here we see water pots, which are water pots of stone.
这里我们看到是石缸。
So in the Jewish culture, they were water pots outside the marriage hall where when the man walked into it, the guest, they would wash their feet and go into the marriage hall.
在犹太人这个礼节当中，他们会放这个石缸在宴席厅的外面，这样客人进来的时候会洗脚，然后再进入这个宴席的大厅。
So they were outside the hall.
所以这些石缸是摆在
So the Bible says that each one of them can contain the capacity of 2 or 3 foreskins apiece. That is almost roughly around 25 to 27 gallons.
这个经节就讲说每一口可以盛这个两到三桶水，差不多就是25到27加仑。
So these water pots were outside the marriage, and they were not full. It speaks of the man whose life or is emptiness or is shallow.
讲这个石缸在婚宴厅的外面，他们是没有盛满。讲到这个人的这个心里，他是空的，他是是不满的。
It has the capacity to be full, but it is not. It is not.
这个其实人的心里是可以被充满的，但是他没有满。
So these pots were not knowing what is the meaning of fullness, and they were lying outside, and they were empty.
讲这些石缸，他就是说到他，在婚宴厅的外面，他是没有，是空的，是不满的。
We go to verse 7.
然后我们再看第七节。
Jesus said unto them, Fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim.
耶稣对佣人说，把缸倒满了水，他们就倒满了，直到缸口。
And verse 8, And he said unto them, Draw it now, and bear unto the governor of the feast, and they bear it.
耶稣又说，现在可以舀出来，送给管筵席的，他们就送了去。
Now there is another very interesting thing here, which we have to notice.
这里又有一个比较有意思的事情，我们要来思考。
So Lord Jesus told the servants to fill these pots with water.
耶稣就告诉这些仆人说，要把这个缸充满，直到缸口。
Fill these water pots with water and go and serve the guest in the marriage.
把这个缸充满水，然后把这个水拿去水拿去给客人用。
Just guess what would happen if these servants would have told you would be putting us all of us into trouble.
这个仆人想想，这个仆人可能在心里想说，哇，你这样做的话，我们所有的人都有问题了。
Because you are asking us to fill it with water and go and serve wine.
因为你告诉我们说，我们要把这个缸里面充满水，然后把它当成酒给客人用。
But here, a very important principle for us, brothers and sisters, is the act of obedience.
但是，弟兄姊妹们在这里告诉我们最重要的一件事情，就是我们要顺服。
So, in many times in my life, in our lives, there are times where the decisions or the answer comes from God is not justifying our logic or our human wisdom.
在我的生命当中经常有这样的时间，虽然这些话是从神来的，旨意是从神来的，但是在我跟我这种天然的智慧和我天然的逻辑是不相称的。
And you know the Bible, many such instances we have seen. And there are many such instances in the Bible also.
在圣经当中有很多情况下，我们也能看到这样的情况。
One good example was of Naaman.
Of what?
Naaman.Naaman, the Syrian.
Naaman.
Naaman.
Naaman. 有一个情形就是乃曼。
So he was struck with leprosy.
他得了大麻风病。
And when he goes to meet Elisha.
当他去以利沙的时候。
So he goes with gold and he goes with a lot of things. And he was expecting that.He's going to come and meet him. He's going to come and wish him and greet him. And there's going to be conversation. But as against that, he simply tells him to go and dip in the river.
Go and what?
Go and take a dip in the river and his leprosy is going to...
Okay. 所以他看到这个乃曼去了，然后带了很多珠宝去。然后他以为这个以利沙会大大祝福他，帮他去解决这个问题。但是以利沙就告诉他说，你就过去在水里，然后你的大麻风病就会被治愈了。
So what is the first reaction of Naaman?
所以乃曼的第一个他的反应是什么呢？
He got angry. He did not like it that he did not meet him and he just gave him a simple instruction and he was upset.
他起初是不理解的，他心肠非常的愤怒。
So but his servant was wise. He told him that do it.And he did it, and the moment he dipped himself, His leprosy was cured.
然后但是他还是听从了这样的一个旨意，就是说去水里，然后他的大麻风病就治愈了。
Brothers and sisters, so is ours. There are so many times in our life that God gives us simple exceptions or simple method to say that wait on the Lord, pray. But we are the ones, we not only pray, but we go all the way and do so many things because as flesh, we want to strive, we want to sweat, we want to do something, and we want to accomplish the hard way.
弟兄姊妹们，在我们生命中其实也有很多这样的事情。其实神告诉我们是在那里等待他，等待他的这个正确的时间做他应该做的事情。但是经常我们没有办法完全的顺服，我们总是要尽自己的努力去做一切的事情。
But here we see the utter implicit obedience of the servants, and they did what Jesus told them.
但在这里我们看见这些仆人，他是就是完全的顺服，他们就做了。
And then what happened?
然后发生了什么呢?
Verse 9.
第九节.
And when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom.
管筵席的尝了那水，便的酒并不知道是哪里来的，就舀水的佣人知道，管筵席的便叫新郎来。
And said unto him, Every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse thou hast kept, but thou hast kept the good wine until now.
对他说，人都是先摆上好酒，等客喝足了，才摆上次的，你倒把好酒留到如今。
So we see that by the obedience of the servants, and by filling it with water and drawing it, the water turned into wine.
这里我们看见，因为仆人的完全的顺服，虽然这个本身是水在缸里的水，但是因为他们完全的顺服，这个水变成了酒。
A thought came to me that why didn't it happen that when they were filling itself from maybe from a tap or whatever it is, when they were filling it from a well or whatever tap into the water pot.
就我就在想说，那他们这个在最开始他们就把这个水放进缸里的时候。
It would have been easy for the servants because they see the from the well they are drawing wine.
其实这对仆人来说更容易，因为他们从这个井里就把这个水放进去。
So when they filled it, what was there? What did they fill it as? Water.
那当他们在装的时候，这里面装的是什么？是水。
So when did the water change into wine?
水是什么时候变成酒的呢?
When they filled it and went to go and serve the guest, in the process from filling and to serve, the water changed to wine.
那什么时候这个水变成酒的呢? 就是他们装满了水，把这个水拿去给客人用的时候，在这个过程当中，水就变成了酒。
Brothers and sisters, the act of obedience changed the water from one state to another state, that's the wine.
弟兄姊妹们，就是这样一个顺服的行为，这样一个顺服行为就使这个水变成了酒。
And when there is an act of obedience, their hearts were filled with joy.
在他们有完全这个顺服的时候，他们心里也充满了喜乐。
When God created man,
神创造了人。
He told him to keep the Garden of Eden.
告诉他们说，你们是要来守护伊甸园的。
And told him not to eat the fruit of good and evil.
告诉他们说，你们不要吃善恶树上的果子。
That was it. That was the only responsibility given to Adam.
这个守护这个伊甸园和不要吃果子，这个是唯一的告诉。 亚当他要做的事情
What happened?
发生了什么事情呢?
He failed.
他堕落了。
In a system when the sin was not existing.
在那个时候还没有罪。
In him there was no sin.
在他里面其实在最开始的时候是没有罪的。
And in the innocent stage where he had the responsibility, the man failed.
在他这个最原始的时候，在他 没有罪的情况下，但是人堕落了。
Had eaten the fruit of the tree of life.
如果他在那个时候吃的是生命树上的果子。
He would have been in the paradise, and he would have been able to live forever.
他现在就在这个天国里，他可以永远的和神在一起。
But we know that man failed.
但是我们知道人堕落了。
Then, 2000 years later on, we see that God chose Abraham.
我们知道2000年以后，神拣选了亚伯拉罕。
And then, after that, we know that 400 years later, the children of Israel went into the captivity, and God called them from captivity. And on the way, in the wilderness, God gave them the commandments.
然后我们知道在又在这个四百年之后，神把以色列人呼召出埃及，然后给了他们这样的诫面诫命，当他们在这个旷野中的时候。
He gave them the law.
他给了他们律法。
And he said that if you fulfill this law,
他告诉他们说，如果你们能够完全的去行这个律法，
you will be able to live.
你们就可以活着。
What happened?
什么事发生了呢？
Even there, the man failed.
就是在这样的情况下，人还是。
And man has been since then trying to fulfill the laws through his efforts again and again, and we know that man has not been able to fulfill it.
人还失败了，这人是用自己的努力想要尽力的去遵行所有的律法上的东西，但是人做不到。
Apostle Paul in the Gospel in the book of Galatians says that man is not found justified in the sight of by law. No man is justified in the sight of God.
保罗在
No man is found justified in the sight of
God. 保罗在加拉太书说到说人称义凡是有血气的，没有一个人因行律法称义。
Nobody has the strength to do the law and live.
没有人有这个能力是可以去行律法然后得以称义的。
If there was no fulfillment of law, man cannot live.
但如果律法不被成就，
and there was no life in them,
人就没有办法活，在他们里面就没有生命。
We know a situation once in the New Testament, a lawyer goes to Jesus and says that what can I do to have a life, eternal life?
我们知道在新约里面就讲到说有一个这个少年走到去这个走到这个耶稣的面前说，我能行什么才能够得到永生？
Lord Jesus told him to sell all the properties and all the riches he has.
主耶稣就告诉他说，你要把你所有的财产都变卖了。
So what happened to the man?
所以这个人说了什么呢？
He didn't like the answer. He was disappointed.
他不喜欢这样子的答案，他非常失望。
And he went away.
他就走开了。
Disappointed.
非常失望地走开了。
Brothers and sisters, we think, and just to take you just off this passage, I have seen, and as you know, my background is that I have met people across. The resources, or the achievements, or the, what you call the status they achieve, they think by doing that, they will be able to achieve the satisfaction,or they'll be able to have that life which they wanted.
弟兄姊妹，我想分享的是，可能有人也知道我的这种情形，就是我有很多的这种资源，我有很多的这个事情可以做，就是有一些所谓的成功，然后我们经常觉得说，如果我们按照我们自己的能力做了这些事情，我们心里就会有这个喜乐。
Brothers and sisters, it is beyond us.It is beyond our understanding and comprehension that we cannot be able to achieve that life. And that's the reason why today we see many of us whom we do, who are outside the faith what we have, they are so disturbed, they are so much lost and disconnected and living without hope.
但弟兄姊妹们，其实是这样子的。其实我们只是通过我们自己所行的这些事情，我们是没有办法得生命、得到这个喜乐的。我们看到我们周围有很多的人，在他们按照自己的形式 做这些所谓世上的成功的事情，但其实他们生命中是没有希望、没有生命的。
So, brothers and sisters, no one was able to fulfill the Moses law.
弟兄姊妹们，没有一个人可以完全按照摩西律法来行的。
And it failed.
所以人是失败的。
Then Lord Jesus Christ comes in.
那这里主耶稣来了。
You are enjoying the wine which Moses gave you.
他说是你现在其实可能享受的是摩西给你的这个酒。
But even that is failing.
但是其实那也是失败的。
But I want to give you that wine. I want to give that life which will not fail.
但是主耶稣告诉我们说，他愿意给我们这个酒，他愿意给我们这个生命是不会失败的。
The inherent capability of man, he thinks that to his inner strength and all his efforts, he can be able to accomplish or fulfill whatever he thinks or whatever he wants to.
就是靠着我们这个人在里面的这种力量，我们是没有办法成全这个神的旨意。
Even if it is a very critical event like a marriage, marriage also failed.
就算在这种这么重要的这个婚宴的这个情况下，耶稣母亲她也失败了。
So here I do not know how the other countries, the marriages or weddings are, but when if you look at India, a wedding is planned almost for, it takes sometimes people plan a wedding for 3 years or 4 years, or maybe beyond that.
我不知道在其他国家的婚宴是怎么样子，但是在印度，就是每一个婚宴之前，大家都要准备3到4年。
It is one of the most important event of a man's life.
在人生命当中是可能是最重要的一件事之一。
I know many of my friends and people who save a lot of money. They sacrifice a lot of their own personal interest just to have a good, proper marriage.
我知道我的很多朋友，他们就是为了要一直存钱，然后就是可能很多他们想做的事情他们都做不了，就是为了有这么一个很好的婚宴。
As I was doing the research, I was surprised to know that even the Jewish wedding sometimes can go on for 7 days.
当我在做一些研究的时候，发现，犹太人他这个婚礼有的时候可以，一直有7天这么长。
And the man, for example, who is getting married, I'm told that he is exempted to go in war. He is exempted when there's a marriage. He is allowed not to go. He cannot go to the war.
他就想说，在这个婚宴的当中，这个新郎他是可以不去上班的。
He is also allowed to break the Sabbath. He's also allowed to break the Sabbath.
他还可以做这个安息日，不去安息日。
So that means the marriage or the wedding is so important in the man's life.
就知道说这个婚宴在一个人的生命当中是如此的重要。
So even in such a well-planned and well-organized and well-thought, we see here the wedding failed or the wine was short.
那就是在这样子费尽心思的这样子准备了这样一个婚宴，我们也看到说在这里酒不够用了。
So we know that soon we'll have our brother Jeff planning about his marriage.
我们知道很快这个杰夫弟兄他也在准备他的婚宴。
Yeah, so marriages play a very important role.
所以婚宴其实在这个人的生命中是非常非常重要的。
But even that planning failed.
但就是这样子的如此大费周章的这个准备，他还是失败了。
So, brothers and sisters, the first man failed.
弟兄姊妹们，首先的这个人他堕落了。
The Moses law failed.
摩西的律法失败了。
So here in this passage, Lord Jesus is telling us that he wants to bring newness in our life.
在这一段经节当中，主耶稣告诉我们，他想把这个新的生命带给我们。
He wants to fill us with water, the natural life which is in us.
他想让我们的生命中首先是给我们这个水，就是我们这个肉身的生命。
And through his commandment, he wants to change that water into wine.
在他这个诫命的当中，他希望能把这个水变成酒。
And that is the spiritual life.
那就是我们这个属灵的生命。
Where the spiritual life,
这个属灵的生命
is the transformation.
是一个改变。
Where the spirit takes control of the soul.
让我们的灵能够来掌管我们的魂。
Or takes control of the man.
或者可以来掌控我们这个天然的人。
And makes it the soul to subdue.
让这个魂能够完全服在下面。
And allow him to control or function in the realm of God.
让他可以在神的这个国度里是可以重新的修复的。
I'm going to repeat.
我要再重复一次。
What God wants to do us is that he wants to convert water into wine.
人想做的事情是他要把这个水变成酒。
And this is the transformation of from natural man to the spiritual man.
这个对我们来说，从我们个人来说，就是让我们从这个天然的人变成一个属灵的人。
Where he wants to bring our social or the solical activities under the spirit and subdue it and control it or influence it.
让我们这个魂，让我们这个天然的人能够服在这个灵的下面，能够完全顺服。
And bring us in the realm of God.
然后把我们带到神的国度里。
The life of God.
带到神的生命里。
And the ways of God.
带到神的道路里。
And where through this spiritual understanding, we can understand and we can connect to the heavens.
让我们在这个属灵的这个实际和了解当中，我们能来到神的国度。
What Lord Jesus was telling is that as we belong to the earth, He wants to unite us. He wants to connect us to the heavens, to the heavenly realm.
主耶稣在这里说的是，虽然我们在这个地上的时候，他还是希望我们有这样的一个这个机会，有这样的一个有这样的一个机会，能跟神能够完全的联合，能够来到神的国度里。
All this while, man has been struggling and finding ways of how to achieve this wine and how to be satisfied.
在这个过程当中，我们作为一个我们这样的天然的人，我们总是在心里是有这个挣扎的，怎么样能把这个看到这个酒。
Brothers and sisters, but as long as this natural life holds us, as long as we try to comprehend it or try to fulfill it, we are not going to be successful. It's going to be a waste. It's going to lead us to more despair and more complex.
弟兄姊妹们，只要是这个天然的人一直在掌控我们的话，我们就永远都没有办法知道神的心意。
As long as we take decisions through our eyes,
如果是我们靠着我们的肉眼，让我们的肉身来
through our ears,
我们的耳来这个听
，and do what my mouth wants to speak。
我们嘴里想说什么就说什么
，and to use our hands to handle it。
我们用我们双手想，就是用我们天然的双手来解决这个事情的时候
，brothers and sisters, it will lead to failure of wine and discomfort。
这样的事情就会把我们带到这个酒用尽了这个情况，这就是一个失败，一个不值。
In my office, I work with 25 people.
在我的工作当中，我有和25个人一起工作。
I have come to an understanding that after 13 years of working in US, that I cannot convince anyone with my human ability and my capabilities.
我十三年的工作经验当中，我知道如果靠我天然人的这个口才，我是没有办法去说服任何一个人有改变的。
I've seen times where I think that I have done something good, I have communicated the best, and I realize that I did the opposite eventually.
经常的时候，我觉得我有一个这个很善良的心，我愿意做一些对的事情，但是最后还是被曲解了。
I don't know with how many of you, but it happens to me most of the times.
不知道大家的经验是怎么样，但是大部分时候我发现对我来说都是 都是这样,
I do a lot of analysis, lot of planning, lot of what you call research on understanding the mindset of the person, and it could be possible that I have tried to even use some of my resources, but then eventually I realized that it was all waste.
我可能在用我的脑子去做很多的分析, 去, 去用我很多的, 资源, 但最后我都发现, 最后就失败了。
But Lord Jesus says, here am I.
但主耶稣说, 我在这里。
The power which I gave you will touch your life.
主耶稣说, 我给你的这个能力, 能会改变你的生命。
It will overcome my natural life.
这个可以完全的改变我的天然的生命。
And the spirit which will come from above,
这个灵是从天上来的。
It will be of the Heavenly Father.
还是从父神来的。
It will make you to see and understand and perceive the way how God sees and understands.
让我们能有这个能力通过这样的灵, 让我们能看见神他是怎么样。 想的,
and your joy will be full.
我们心里就会有喜乐。
Brothers and sisters, we need to give ourselves to God.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们要把我们自己完全的托付给神。
We know that we are reminded of the message our brother Hans shared last Sunday.
就想提醒一下, 就是我们想一想上一个星期 韩弟兄所分享的。
We need to give ourselves to Him.
我们要把我们自己完全的献给神。
Allow Him to transform us.
让他能在我们的生命里做工, 能够完全的改变我们。
And say to Lord, and say to Lord,
然后告诉主说,
this is the life, I am the natural man.
我是一个肉身的人, 属情欲的人。
I cannot fulfill the law of Moses.
我没有办法行摩西的律法。
I cannot be like Adam or the first man.
我不能像亚当一样, 第首先的这个人。
All this while I'm trying with my wisdom, but I'm continuing to fail and fail and fail.
在这个, 我一直在用自己的智慧, 但是我一直在失败堕落。
Touch my life.
愿意你来改变我的生命。
Change my life.
改变我的生命。
The Lord wants that this natural man, He wants to touch us, and through this natural life, He wants us to blush, He wants us to bloom, and He wants to reveal His glory in and through us.
主在想看到我们这个天然的时候, 他希望我们从这个天然的人当中能够改变, 能够在这个天然人当中能够彰显他的荣耀。
And when He touches our life,
当他触摸到我们的生命的时候,
all that pleasing of man, all the doing of trying to do things by yourself will pass away.
这些所有的我们想做的是来取悦人的事情, 来想要靠自己的力量做的事情, 这些事情都会过去。
There will be more and more dependence on Him than depending on people or on your own capabilities.
我们会越来越多的想要靠他, 而不是靠我们自己天然的能力。
Brothers and sisters, this morning,
弟兄姊妹们, 今天早晨,
I encourage you to invite Lord to the wedding feast.
我要想要激励你们所有的人都邀请耶稣到你的婚宴当中。
Or any other situations which are so important, so critical, and so valuable for you.
在这些所有的对你来说最重要的时刻。
And say to Him, Lord, the wine is failing.
让我们来对耶稣说, 酒已经失败了。
My efforts are failing.
My
efforts.
我的努力都失败了。
I'm a man made of dust.
我是这样一个用尘土造的人。
And the natural man is taking ascendancy or taking control in every walk of my life.
这样一个天然的人, 这样一个属情欲的人, 一直在我的生命中掌控我。
Lord, change my inward thoughts.
主要愿意来改变我里面的 想法,
touch my eyes.
触摸我的眼睛,
so that everything what I touch what I see, what I feel will be heavenly.
所以每件我能触摸到的事情、看到的事情、听到的事情，所有都是从天上来的。
And as he reveals more and more of himself and shows us more and truth about us, that truth will set us free.
当我们在这样行，当他越来越多的向我们显现的时候，我们就更多知道他的真理，这样的真理就能改变我们。
And it will free us of all our carnal nature, all our natural behavior, and it will make us to function in the life of God.
让我们得自由，让我们从这个天然的生命，这个堕落生命当中得自由，让我们更像行的更是神想让我们行的。
Verse 11.
11节.
This beginning of miracles did Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his glory. And his disciples believed on him.
这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的迦拿行的，显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信他了。And
manifested his glory, and his disciples believed on him.
显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信他了。So
what is this glory here which John is talking about?
所以这个荣耀，这个约翰说的这个荣耀是什么呢？
So this glory, if you go into chapter 1,
这个荣耀，如果我们看第一章，约翰福音第一章
，verse 14, we saw that the glory is full of grace and truth.
十四节讲到说，这个荣耀就是充满有恩典有真理。Full
of grace and truth.
充满的有恩典有真理。So
glory is equal to grace plus truth.
所以这个荣耀就是恩典加真理。
Brothers and sisters, as we allow this life of Christ to work in us,
弟兄姊妹们，当我们让这个神，这个耶，这个，sorry，can you repeat one more time?
As we allow the transformatory life of Jesus to work.
Okay，让当我们让这个主耶稣这个改变的这个能力在我们身上运行的时候，
not only for that life which He gave for us to be saved.
不只是那个救的生命是他给我们的，让我们能够得救的。
To save us from the punishment and judgment.
让我们从这受审判、受诅咒的这个生命当中出来。
But also to understand that grace works day by day in my life.
而且还知道这个恩典在我的身上、生命中每一天都在做工。
In my daily walk of my life.
在我们每一天的生命当中。
Is grace.
都充满了恩典。
I repeat again.
让我再来重复一次。
As we understand each day, and we allow the transformatory work of Lord Jesus, which already has worked in us, and saved us from punishment and from judgment,
当我们在每天过世上过日子的时候，让我们让这个耶稣的这个改变的大能，他已经拯救了我们，让他每天都在我们身上做工，把我们从受审判、受诅咒的这光景中救出来。And
also, He gives us a grace.
他也给了我们恩典。And
to allow the spiritual life to work in us.
让这个属灵的这个生命。 在我们生命中做工。
To be day by day transformed into His image.
Day to day change.
Day by day transformed into His image.
Oh, 让每一天都让我们改变我们更像他的形象。
Is grace.
这就是恩典。
What is truth?
什么样是真理呢？
The sooner we understand and acknowledge and understand that man by himself cannot fulfill the demands of life which God is expecting.
如果我们越来越早的知道说靠着我们自己天然能力我们是没有办法行出神的旨意的时候，
The sooner we understand that we cannot live the life by ourselves.
如果我们越来越早知道是我们没有办法靠着我们自己过这个生活，
We cannot fulfill His demands.
我们没有办法靠着自己去，靠着自己去行他，去讨他的喜悦，这就是真理。
As you apply this grace and truth in our daily walk of our life, we will be able to manifest His glory in us. As we apply the grace and truth in us, we will be able to manifest His glory in us.
Yeah, 当我们把这个恩典和真理让它在我们生命中 做工的时候, 我们就可以彰显出他的荣耀。
I'm sorry, sister, I'm going fast.
Okay. Oh, no, I'm...
So this life will enable us to connect with the things of the heaven.
这样的生命才是能够和天上天国来连接的。
And the newness of truth will be seen in us.
在这个真理这一点会在我们的生命中显现出来。
And we will be beholding the grace and truth.
我们能看见这个恩典和真理。
And that is how the glory is manifested in each one of us.
这样的荣耀就会在我们每个人的生命中彰显出来。
So, we'll go back to chapter 1, verse 51.
让我们再一次回到这个第一章51节。
So, we see that Lord Jesus showed Nathanael the heaven open and the angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man.
我们看见神对拿但业说，天开了，神的使者上去下来，在人子身上。
So now if you see in this verse 11, he is showing to the disciples,
让我们看到这，再来看第二章十一节。2 verse 11. Yeah. 第二章十一节的时候，他让他门徒看见。So
he is saying, because of the spiritual life which I give you,
他说了，因为我给你这个属灵的生命，
I will be able to open the heavenly places for you.
我就能让你看见天开了。Where
I am there, you're going to be there with me.
当我在那里的时候，你要和我同在。And
because of the spirit-led life.
因为我给你这属灵的新生命。
Isn't it wonderful, brothers and sisters?
这是不是一件非常奇妙？
How we are connected to the heavens through our Lord Jesus. And He is the ladder connecting the heaven and the earth.
我们靠着这个基督和天国联系起来，他就是这个梯子。
So Adam's law failed. The first man failed.
首先的人亚当他堕落了。
The Moses' law failed.
摩西的律法失败了。
But now we have this life of Jesus through which will never fail forever.
现在今天我们有主耶稣的这个生命，永远都不会失败。
Because now, brothers and sisters, we are connected with the heavenly realms.
因为今天，弟兄姊妹们，我们今天已经和天国联系起来。
We are now connected with Him in the Spirit.
我们在灵里和他有连结。As
you start understanding this, and grace and truth, the glory is manifested in each one of our lives.
当我们明白这个恩典和真理的时候，神的荣耀就在我们每个人身上彰显出来。Brothers
and sisters, when God's life is changing my life,
弟兄姊妹们，当神的这个生命，新的生命来改变我的旧生命的时候，
And making me to touch the realms of heaven,
让我能够和神的国有连结，
And making me to live by faith,
让我能够靠着我的信心生活，
Towards hope in the heavenly places,
因为我有更多的指望是在天上的这个指望，
And His truth is manifested in me, and I behold His glory.
他的真理就在我的身上也显明，让我能看见他的荣耀。Brothers
and sisters, we touch Him, we feel Him, we experience Him.
弟兄姊妹们，我们能触摸到他，我们能够感觉到他。Where
He is, we'll be with Him.
他在哪里，我们就在哪里。Brothers
and sisters, not only He has saved us from the judgment, but He has also called us so that we can experience His life. We can apply Him in our lives. And all the discomfort, all the disharmony, all the chaos, all the confusion is going to go away.
弟兄姊妹们，他并不只是把我们从咒诅中解救出来，他也 Sorry, it's a little long.
All the discomfort,
yeah.
All the pain, all the chaos will go away.
Okay. 当我们让他的生命能在我们的生命中做工的时候，主要弟兄姊妹们，那我们生命中所有的疑虑不安，那就都不见了。
And this is what is called fullness.
这就是说的充满。
As he conclude.
但就是做一个结束的结束语。
God wants us to be full.
神希望我们被充满。
He wants to allow us to use him, to use us for him.
他愿意我们来用他，能让他在我们生命中做工。
Then he'll be able to transform our lives.
这样他才能完完全全改变我们的生命。
As we show obedience to him,
当我们能够完全的顺服于他
，and believe that he is the one who is working our lives, and he knows what is good for us, and he will do everything good in the right time.
然后能完全相信他在我们生命做工，他总是在最恰当的时间做最正确的事情。
And then our neighbors.Our brothers and sisters, our family.
这样我们的邻舍，我们的朋友，我们的家人。
They will say, they taste the wine and say, this is the best wine.
他们就能看到这个酒，然后尝到这个酒的时候，就会说这是最好的酒。
And they will all, along with you and along with all of us, will praise and glorify his name.
让他们就能和我们一起能够赞美主，能够荣耀他的名。
And this is the transformation from emptiness into fullness.
这就是一个改变，从空的到充满的。
May the Lord help enable us, each one of us.
愿意我们
enable us and help us.
愿意这个神能够激励我们。
God knows each one of our challenges. He knows our fears.
神知道我们每一个人的不足，知道我们心里的恐惧。
He knows the every intent of thought which is in you right now as we listen.
他知道我们心里的每一个想法，当我们在这里听的时候。
He wants us to be full.
他希望我们能被充满。
But brothers and sisters, God wants us to allow us to submit to Him and show obedience and trust in Him that He will do the best in each one of us.
但神希望我们能够完全的顺服，让我们能完全的有这样的信心。他会在最好的时候给我们最好的东西。
The Lord bless the word, and we continue to allow Him.As the word says, He is the potter, we are the clay.
He is the potter.
Potter. And the clay.
让神祝福，亲自祝福他的话语。神就是这个窑匠，我们就是他手中的器皿。
And use us as a vessel unto glory.
愿意他用我们这样的器皿，能够完全彰显他的荣耀。
Let us pray.
让我们有点祷告。
Lord, we are so thankful.
主啊，我们真是充满感谢。
For the Son, Lord Jesus Christ, through whom Thou hast opened the doors to heaven.
主啊，通过你的儿子耶稣基督，你把天开了。
Lord, you know my weakness, you know my frailty.
主啊，你知道我的不足，你知道我的软弱。
Lord, help me to, O Lord, trust in Thy work.
主啊，让我来完全的信服你的工作。
And believe thee and acknowledge thee that thou art the potter and I am the clay.
我能完全的顺服，知道你就是窑匠，我是器皿。
And through this earthen vessel,
靠这个地上的这个瓦器。
Lord, you may use me, and through this earthen vessel, thy name be glorified.
主愿意来使用我这样。地上的这个瓦器，主来完全的彰显你的荣耀。
In Jesus' name I pray.
奉主的名求。
Amen.
Amen.